Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Hello, lovely ladies. Relationships. I asked you a couple questions last time, and I hope you had time to contemplate. It doesn't have to be something detailed, but it's just interesting when we're willing to sit back and just observe what happens when we ask ourselves questions that we probably wouldn't or we usually avoid. So we're going to keep talking about relationships. And now that we have planted some seeds, right? About our own relationships and the current status of relationships, I'm going to go into specifically relationships without any boundaries or healthy boundaries. And I'm going to talk specifically about enmeshment. Now, you may have heard this word before. Probably if you're reading something about like personal development or generational trauma, but the word enmeshment has come up a lot when I coach or I get coached, and it's in relation to culture, right? And it basically describes like a family relationship that doesn't have boundaries, right? There's lack of boundary setting that happens, and it's the roles and the expectations of each individual kind of get confused. And in these situations, a lot of times, like parents and the children are extremely close and rely on each other for their own well-being and their own support. And unfortunately, the children are not really encouraged to be emotionally independent and separate from their families. You guys, you know what I'm talking about, right? I totally just described the family you grew up in, maybe the family that you're in right now, your current relationship, your current family that you have created, your spouse's family that he or she may have grown up in. This is not news to us, right? So many times I like to talk about, you know, like why being from an immigrant background is unique. And then I try to even go further and say being from a brown family is so unique because these are things that are ingrained into our souls, right? Enmeshment is not something new. This is something that has been going on for generations, right? And this usually happens when something traumatic, significant has occurred to our ancestors, right? And so I'm going to speak of what's happened to our Desi ancestors, right? The ancestors that have come from, you know, South Asia or Asia in general, they have been through war multiple times, poverty, classism, racism, colonization, right? Fear, right? Loss, so many things, right? How many times, you know, have we heard from our grandparents or uncles and aunties about that time that they had nothing, or they were so scared that they kept all their valuables in one place so that they could be ready to leave? My grandmother used to tell my siblings and I this story all the time. She said, when the sirens would ring, and she said my mom and her siblings were quite young at that time, she put all her valuables, which is, you know, at that time, some jewelry, some money, you know, something, maybe something important, some documents or whatever, in a little handkerchief, and she would tie it up. And she would keep it with her. So when the sirens would go off, she could grab her kids and go. And she would have something with her so they could be safe and survive. The fact that I could tell you this story with so much detail, like I just see her telling me this story right now. There was so much fear. And it totally makes sense that she raised her kids in that fear. She grew up in poverty. They lived in a two-room home with five of them, plus their housekeeper who lived with them. And they had a shared bathroom in Mumbai. This is city living, right? They were apparently doing well enough that they could do that. But there was this fear. And I can see how that fear has been transmitted, right? Transported, even in a new country. My mom and dad came to the United States with nothing. They were not given opportunities. They were taken advantage of by their own family. You know, they were not paid for the work they did. They were treated poorly. So of course, they want to keep their family close, right? They want to keep their kids close. They didn't want them to be separate and emotionally independent because all we had was each other. I know this story is resonating with a lot of you guys because even if you guys don't have the exact scarcity and fear, or you guys are younger and, you know, maybe can't connect. Maybe the parents came here and had a lovely experience, right? But there's something in the culture that wants us to stay connected deeply on an emotional level with those that we are related to the point where we struggle when we want independence. And it becomes like this war, right? Back and forth. And what gets thrown out there is a lot of emotional baggage, right? And then many of us end up marrying someone who comes from that home where they didn't want to release him emotionally. They didn't want to be separate. What they wanted, and this is what I experience, is for you to fit into their tight-knit emotional safety net. And the reality is you're never part of it, right? Because you grew up in your own space. You're not part of the core group. You got to earn your way, right? I know many of you guys are nodding your heads right now, right? This is something that comes up so much when I start coaching women. And they are in a relationship currently, and they don't feel loved and welcomed and cared for. And it almost feels like it's a one-way stream. You're just constantly giving, giving, giving. I always think about the generation that came before. I bet that's exactly what was modeled to them. And that's all they know. And they want to hold on to their child. It could be a 40-year-old man child, but they want to hold on. And you're a threat. Your independence is a threat. Their independence is a threat. So what do? We use the enmeshment to damage independence, right? So you guys, think about your families. Think about what happens or what has happened when you wanted to do something separate from what the recommendation was, either with your parents, your in-laws, your own marriage, right? Like, what did it look like? It could be something as simple as your career choice. Now, I can't say that in my life because I did exactly as I was expected to do. And that's one of the things that I like to be very honest with you guys. It's like I did all the things exactly as I should have done, and it didn't work out, right? The way that I hoped for, the way that I thought, the way that I expected. what in your life has been disappointing to others, right? Because they expected you to be a certain way. Is it your partner? Is it your own physical body, right? Like so many times, especially in our culture, I notice that people think that they're allowed to comment on you, your appearance, your weight, you know, all of it, your youthfulness. Yeah, but that's the lack of boundaries, right? That show up. So I want to go through common signs, you know, that kind of remind you of that you are in this, you did grow up this way. And we're going to split this podcast up into two segments. One, today we're talking about, are you did you grow up in this environment? And what did it look like? And then next time we're going to talk about, well, what do you want to do, right? How does this affect the future generations? And so here we go. Was there a lack of emotional and physical boundaries in your family? So I keep reading on social media, which I think is really fun sometimes, how some of these women are talking about how she's postpartum, right? And the in-laws just show up and stay. And there's no leaving. And there's a lot of advice giving. And there's not a lot of privacy. I think it's funny because I guess some of us are just used to that. And also, I can see how this can be unhealthy, right? And if you grew up in a home where you were given space, and if you're probably listening to me, you probably didn't grow up in a home like that. But let's just say if you did, this is going to be new to you. The other part is emotional, right? Lack of emotional boundaries. If something happens to one person in the family, the whole family's experiencing that. There is no boundary. You're not allowed to process it. How do we fix it? You know, a lot of times it involves eating something. That's a whole different episode. Another thing. You don't think about what's best for you or what you want. It's always about pleasing and taking care of others. Ladies, how many times do you do that in a day? All the time. What does everyone else want? Do you ever say what restaurant you want to go to? I find myself saying, I don't know, let's see what everyone's going to eat, even if it's my birthday. Do you say, where do you want to travel? Or you rather just go with everyone else? Or you rather just do what your partner, your husband wants to do because you don't want to deal with his, you know, passive aggressive behavior. I'm generalizing here, guys, to get the point across. Number three, you feel responsible for other people's happiness and well-being. We all do that. We've seen all the people in our family do that, probably mostly women. We all do it. I do that, especially now with my kids. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, my kid's feeling anxious. Like he's having anxiety. What can I do? What can I do? What could I have done differently, right? And it's like, no, sometimes you can't. How about this one? This is a good one. You're guilted or shamed if you want less contact or make a choice that's good for you. Whoa. Now that's selfish, right? Just kidding. That is what you hear, right? When you're an enmeshed family, they're not happy when you want space because space is a red flag. It's danger. I'm losing this person. I'm losing the control. Number five, your parents' self-worth seems to hinge on your success or accomplishments. Guys, how many times do the uncles and aunties get together and all they do is talk about how their kid doing this or their grandkids doing that, right? Now, I'm not here to bash on our culture. I know I love being Indian. I love being brown. But I am not here to look away when there's things in our community that can harm us, right? That can change, that can be changed for the good. Number six, Your parents want to know everything about your life. How many times do you have your mom call you and ask you all the details? For me, it's really funny because I get a phone call saying, what are you guys going to have for dinner? I don't know. So there's a response saying, nothing. I'm going to starve your grandchildren. It's just interesting. It's because their whole life is attached to outside of them, right? And I did that too until I hit my like mid to late 30s, right? And that was only because I was forced into really evaluating. I was putting all my eggs in a basket and they were getting thrown away. Number 7, your parents' lives center around yours. We all know that this happens, right? Who are you dating? You know, what's happening at work? You know, where are you guys going on vacation? What is the nanny doing? What are the kids doing? All the things. Number 8, your parents don't encourage you to follow your dreams and may impose their ideas about what you should be doing. Oh my God, that is the biggest one. And like my best example is, Pyle, you're going to be a doctor when you grow up. And it was like, yeah, I guess I am. And I went to any length to be a doctor. And then one of the biggest ones was, I don't know if you guys know this, but I went to med school in India. I grew up in California, Southern California, born and brought up here. And I had to fight my parents so they would let me go to med school in India. Like, this is so funny. They're like, we didn't come to America, so you go to India. And it was because I'm like, oh, affirmative action. I can't get into med school here. And my one of my cousins, he said he was going to medicine, and he switched to, you know, allied health kind of profession. But to me, I'm like, that's a failure. I need to make sure I get into med school. Guys, it is so crazy how obsessed I was with the idea that I felt that I should be doing. Okay. Family members overshare personal experiences and feelings in a way that creates unrealistic expectations, unhealthy dependence, and confused roles. Many times, like in these families, the parents treat the kids as their own friends and rely on them for emotional support and share inappropriate personal information. Guys, how many times have you had one parent call you to complain about the other parent? Case made there, done, checkmate, whatever you want to say. I don't have to say more than this. You know what I'm talking about. Number 10, you feel like you have met your parents' expectations, perhaps giving up your own goals because they don't approve. I did this time after time in many different ways. And I don't want to say parents, I feel like I did this in my marriage. You know, whatever he needs, whatever, right? I'll give up, I'll sacrifice, right? In hopes that I would get acknowledgement, appreciation, nada, right? And it's because I didn't value myself. You try to avoid conflicts and don't know how to say no. That is going to be a whole different episode. We're going to talk about the inability to say no. And really, you don't have a strong sense of who you are, right? Many times we see ourselves because of our profession, our family, you know, all the outside things, but we don't really know who we are. And I don't think I spent enough time getting to know who I am until, you know, my 40s. Finally, you absorb other people's feelings like you need to fix other people's problems. Oh my God, that is why so many of us went into the profession that we did. And that's why I went into medicine. It's like to help people fix people's problems. We can't always fix other people's problems. So I'm going to end here. We're going to continue this topic in the next podcast. If you are in a family that sounds like what I have described to you, listen to the next episode. We're going to move forward. I'm also doing a workshop on relationships that is open to everyone. You can get the link on my social media, on my website. My website is pyalghyal.com, PAYALGHAYAL.com, or on my Instagram at pyalghyalmd. Or you can email me at pyle@mdthemindfuldoctor. Any of those ways, it's possible for you to join me for the workshop that I'm doing next week on Friday at noon. If you're listening when this podcast comes out, and if you're listening later, it's okay. I'll do it. I'm going to do it again next month. But let's dive deeper into this space. and figure out, like, how is this affecting us now and today, and what we can do differently, right? All right, have a lovely day, guys. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.